USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. What's next for former President Trump in the classified documents case? Finding someone who's cleared to look at those documents. Attorney Mark Zaid, who's handled many national security cases, says Trump's legal team has a big choice ahead.
They're going to have to decide who among them is going to ask for a security clearance in order to see the classified documents and litigate the pretrial motions under what's called the Classified Information Procedures Act.
Zaid says prosecutors handling the case will also have to get cleared and educate themselves on how to conduct a case involving classified documents. Lots of the South, especially Florida, will feel the heat today. Feels like temperatures topping 105 degrees. In Miami, Fire Lieutenant Pete Sanchez says the usual advice applies.
If you're doing strenuous activity outside, try to avoid it. Maybe take it inside as well. The important thing is the water. And something we stress, that we always stress, not only today, is don't leave your children or your pets unattended in the vehicles.
From Texas to Georgia, the issue is a big front that will bring big winds, hail, tornado, even the straight-line wind event called a derecho. The severe weather could affect as many as 30 million people. We'll find out later today if the Federal Reserve does what most experts expect, put a hold on interest rates for the first time in 11 policy meetings. Fed officials have hinted they could soon skip a rate increase to give themselves time to assess the effects of their changes so far. The Consumer Price Index shows a big increase in grocery prices over the past year, up an average of 6% in the past year. One item gone down? Eggs, from that huge spike earlier this year. The price of Bud Light may be unchanged, but its status as the USA's top-selling beer is over. Modelo Especial takes the top spot, knocking Bud Light from the perch it's held for more than 20 years. This is USA News.
The following is a message from the future, sent by Jamie from Progressive.
Back in 2023, you could get help from Progressive Online through a mobile app or over the phone. But here, in the future, we can communicate with you through telepathy. Now, I don't think anyone in 2023 has mastered telepathy yet. But if you have, then you can totally read my thoughts right now. And yes, I did leave the oven on. Wow, you're good at this.
That was a message from the future. Get the help you need today with Progressive.
Do you smell smoke? I really should go.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.
As Joe Biden becomes America's 46th president, so much is happening in Washington, and millions of Americans are turning to Newsmax, a news source they can trust. Newsmax is already America's fastest-growing cable news channel, and Newsmax.com is your place for breaking news online. So download the Newsmax app now on your smartphone and start watching Newsmax TV for free. The app has no paywall and gives real news you can trust. Watch great shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield.
There's a new survey on what we think about what's known as the abortion pill.
Nearly two-thirds of Americans now think the drug mifepristone should be available to women seeking an abortion. Since its approval in 2000, Gallup's approval numbers on the drug have fluctuated. A federal judge in Texas recently reversed the FDA approval, and that's being appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. 41% of Republicans approve of the drug, compared to 63% of independents and 86% of Democrats. I'm Rory O'Neill.
A jury's awarded a former Starbucks manager more than $25 million after it ruled that she was fired because she's white. The case goes back to 2018 when Shannon Phillips was fired from her job as a regional manager around Philadelphia. At one of those stores, two black men were asked to leave and were arrested when they refused. It led to boycott calls to Starbucks, and it closed all of its stores nationwide for a day for racial sensitivity training and fired Phillips as a regional manager. In Texas, the so-called Crown Act is now law.
I think many people have not recognized and understood the beauty, the quality, individual cultural aspects of care.
The head of the Texas chapter of the NAACP, Gary Bledsoe, is praising the new law. It bans schools and employers from declaring that some hairstyles, like braids and locks, violate dress codes. Texas joins about two dozen other states that have passed similar laws. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
As Joe Biden becomes America's 46th president, so much is happening in Washington, and millions of Americans are turning to Newsmax, a news source they can trust. Newsmax is already America's fastest-growing cable news channel, and Newsmax.com is your place for breaking news online. So download the Newsmax app now on your smartphone and start watching Newsmax TV for free. The app has no paywall and gives real news you can trust. Watch great shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield.